Rossi, not the perfect way to end the season, is it?
No, certainly not. It wasn't the positive manner we wanted to finish on. It certainly wasn't the performance that that we want to show the travelling fans. Said to the players, you know, I've learned a lot about them today, and then we've got to move on sharpish with this. But it's not acceptable and it's not good enough.
Where did it go wrong today? Is there any specific areas?
I felt we just weren't at our usual self. You know, weren't at races. You know, where we moved the ball in recent weeks. And out of possession, you know, we didn't press them, we didn't work hard on them, we didn't cover enough ground. And when you start slow and you go 1-0 down and 2-0 down quickly, you've got such a way to claw back the game.
You named an unchanged team, which is quite a rare thing to happen for Barnet this season, as a shadow of the team that we saw last week.
Yeah, listen, I think you have to stick with a winning team. I believe in that. You know, the boys did ever so well last week. But we weren't, like I said again, we weren't at the races. We weren't doing the things we've done so well in the recent weeks and what the performances and the results are warranted. And you have to learn quickly from that. Whether it's the last game or not, you've got to learn from it.
There are still positives to take from this game as well. Curtis Weston's thunderbolt of a goal being one of them.
No, absolutely. You know, there were a number of positives. But we have to look at it as a collective. They've been fantastic in training all week. Today we've been a little bit short. And we have to keep learning from that.
217 fans making the trip for a 5:30 kickoff last day of the season. Barnet fans have been seeing some ups and downs this season, but they've stuck by you and the rest of the team the whole way through.
No, like I said, in the week they've been fantastic. The amount of miles they travel each year, and the amount of money they spend home and away, it's been fantastic. The support's been excellent, and they're excellent today. Even at 4-1 down, they're still singing. It's just a real shame we couldn't bring a result and a performance back with us.
And finally, there's been a bit of a turmoil, a bit of change at this club over this season. You have been one of the consistent people who stay here from start to finish. How would you sum the season up as a whole?
Bit of a roller coaster, a bit rock and roll, I guess. But you know, again, there's been a good progress with the team on and off the field. You know, again, we've blooded a number of youngsters, and they'll keep getting better. And some of the senior pros have been excellent this year. You know, you got a highlight Michael Nelson, how well he's done all season. Jamal, Curtis, a number of the new lads that come in. You know, there has been progression, and it's pleasing.
Finally, can we expect anything over the summer?
In terms of?
Managerial appointments, transfers.
Oh, you have to ask the boss, wouldn't you? you're asking the wrong man here. So I think just keep your eyes peeled and ears firmly to the ground.